time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yep. Yeah. We here, man. Muhammad, how you doing, man?
I'm doing really good. You know what I'm saying? Okay. On this fine summer afternoon, evening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Enjoying life. Happy to be here. And you know, I feel like I'm making a transition. You know what I'm saying? I know I was talking about the fall being about to be a good time. Mm-hmm. But like emotionally, brain wise and all that shit, I think I hit a turning point to where some things are clicking the way they didn't click before. You know what I'm saying? Not all the way, not my vision part, but just me feeling tapped in to the universe. You know what I'm saying? Like the way that it was felt like I wasn't necessarily tapped in. I was just floating through. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't find my way there. But now I think I found a way. So that feels good.
Yeah. You felt like disconnected at first or what?
Yeah,
you mean?
Definitely. Last week I felt disconnected. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I can't control the connection rather. Mm-hmm. It's like riding in a Waymo instead of driving.
Okay.
But the Waymo, I don't know the directions where the Waymo going. you know what I'm saying? I'm just in that motherfucker.
And it could go a little faster too. You're like, come on now. What we doing?
Right. Why
like,
we doing I want to go over here. Where is you going? You know what I'm saying?
What made you feel that way? Anything particular?
Not in particular, other than, you know what I'm saying, a few pieces started to connect. You know what I'm saying? You're getting a few goddamn people you're working with riding harder. So it's like, shit, I need to pull my shit together, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And when you feel like the wind at your back, you like, well, shit, let me take the next step. And the next step felt easy. You know what I'm saying? Then you take the next one. So that's where I'm at with it. You know what I'm saying? Nothing crack. You know what I'm saying? It's no proof of result, no proof of concepts or results or nothing like that. I could just feel it. Mm-hmm. And that feeling takes you to the next place. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel about it. Trying to make a timeline jump, but I wasn't connected. You see what I'm saying?
Mm. All right.
I don't know if any of that makes sense, but yeah.
It makes sense. The timeline jump part kind of threw me though. I know that's your thing, but you mean what you mean? You said you tried to make a timeline jump.
I'm just saying like when you get into the space of okay, let me take all what I got and get to a new place. You know what I'm saying? Mm. With the things that I have, any like I need this to happen or that happen. I need to, and I hate to say the word because the internet has ranked it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's hear it.
You know what I'm saying? I need to manifest.
shit!
I need to manifest a new reality. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And again, it sounds corny as fuck when you say it out loud because how everybody just use it indiscriminately,
right?
But that's what it really is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
How do I get from here to there?
Right.
And I wasn't, like I used to be able to control it a little more of, okay, let me focus my energy to go through this process and win. You know what I'm saying? But when you don't have control of your spirit and your body and your mind all at once, then it becomes a lot difficult, more difficult.
Mm.
So a few things happened that made me feel like, you know what, I'm on it. And then I've been working on these projects and really having to dig in and really having to focus. And I got to a good place of focus to where it helped a lot of that other stuff kick in.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's what's up.
You know, I'm not IG manifesting. I'm just out here, you know what I'm saying, trying
IRL.
yeah. You know what I'm saying? In real life, trying to find my way in this, in the universe itself. Right. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Not just the block, not just the block, not just the city. You know what I'm saying? How do I get past, how do I move beyond the limits of my brain? And that's how I'm trying to think.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. I'm trying to be connected myself just a little bit more, connected to just what I want, you know?
Right, right.
And also try not to be distracted, you know, because it's easy. It could be, I could feel distracted easily, you know? And yeah, it's wild sometimes because I could see, you know, I could see the distraction. Still be distracted. Like it's and it's like, damn, I saw it coming, but I, you know, I'm there, go, they got me, you know, like I might literally go on my phone to do something specific and here I am in the midst of a distraction just that fast.
Phone is an immediate distraction,
man. So I'm trying to really, like, you know, play that phone in a way that's super deliberate. I try to throw that shit to the other room if I don't need to. I try to, like, I'm just like, I'm really like having to make an effort, you know, like make an effort to. Yeah, you for sure. Like for sure. And it's so easy that you could be distracted, you know, like,
yeah, you go pick up your phone for one reason. Open, look at it. It's a message in the notifications.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You check the message. Okay. Then you do your automatic, you know what I'm saying, click Instagram.
Yeah.
Then you forgot why you got to your phone in the first place.
Like, right, damn, right. It's 20 minutes and passed. And you still didn't do what you went to do.
You don't even remember what you went to do.
Nah, not at all. That's the crazy part. So I'm just trying to, like, and then you have to make an effort because that happens effortlessly, right. You know, so you got to make an effort. It's almost like retraining your brain as a muscle in the way of just your attention span. So, like, you know, I'll watch a movie or a TV show or I'm reading or something like that. Like I say, I got to throw the phone, get that shit out of here, because I could literally, even though I sat down to watch this film and I know I committed 2 hours to this film. Like 2 hours. I looked at the runtime. I got 2 hours on this shit. I'm going to go straight focus on this. And next thing you know, scene two, I'm in the phone. I got the shit paused. You know what I mean? And it's just like, come on, man. Come on. So, you know, and I told you, a friend of mine told me, she was like, you know, there's engineers working right now to keep you on your phone forever. Like, right. You know, so now I feel like I'm up against somebody. You know what I'm saying? Now I feel like it's, yeah. But, you know, I'm making it personal on some MJ shit. Like, nah, it ain't going to be me. Ain't going to be me.
I took that personally.
Yeah, man. It's me versus a fucking damn brigade of engineers wearing diapers and drinking Soylent, just coding. You know what I mean? I got to beat them somehow. But so that's that, man. You mentioned Waymo. Have you been in a Waymo before?
Not in one. I'll be behind them next time.
I had the opportunity. Almost, I had the opportunity to be in a Waymo, but I flagged it. I was in Austin, and I was on my way to go do a show, and I was leaving the barbecue spot, and Uber, like, I guess down there, I don't know if they was piloting them or whatever, but they were like, hey, we're going to send you a Waymo at no charge to you, you know, this, that, if you accept, you know, or you could get a regular Uber. And I was on my way to a show, and I needed to get there soon. Everything I seen about Waymos is them stuck in traffic, stuck in make-believe traffic. Like, they can't even see, you know, because it's a... It's some type of, you know, it's what is it, autonomous or whatever the hell is this little rope. Yeah, so as cool as it seemed,
You know, I was like, I can't risk it because I got nobody to be mad at. You, it's only you. And then I felt like Uber kind of got petty with me because Uber that I picked up was dusty and dingy. I don't know if you ever jumped in an Uber and you felt like you just like right in the midst of another person's struggle. Like
all the time, man. In the off market, buddy.
Yeah. On it was, yes.
Smelling like reefer. Jordan, man. Hanging off the baby, yeah. Jordan hanging off the mirror.
You know what I mean? Errant rice, like just rice looking crazy. There's all types of, you know, you don't want to.
You don't want to. Like food, rice?
Like food, like hard pieces of rice. Like, yo, y'all could have cleaned up in here. This is crazy. Like, you were like one of them spots where you kind of get out and you got to like dust yourself off because you just like, man, I hope they ain't had no roaches in this. Dude, it was one of those.
A roach,
yes, it was like that. It was that. That shit was crazy. He had so much like errant food. It looked like a little charcuterie board on his damn console. I was like, yo, man. And then he almost crashed into the woman in front of the club, and it was honestly, it was her fault. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, like she was wilding. But yeah, so I was like, damn.
So you felt like they played you? Okay.
Yeah, they was like, oh, you don't want, okay.
Nigga we got.
Right. I bet. You don't want fucking, you don't want no technology? I bet. All right. We're going
to
give
you back to the past, brother.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. Enjoy that. But we got there in time. And I definitely dusted off. You know what I'm saying?
He came out the motherfucker looking like Pigpen.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. Anyway. Yeah, man. It's funny. Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm cooling, man. It's good with me, man. Just life. You know what I'm saying? Like I just said, man, trying to stay focused. It'd be tough. You know,
something's funny.
I was going to go on this whole Uber thing. I've been seeing like a lot of like just some Uber dust ups. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just stuff that's coming down my timeline. I seen some women. It was these two women. They were in the UK. They went in the Uber and they had like a 45-minute drive and it was hot in the car. And they asked the driver, yo, can you turn the AC on? The driver was like, you got to get Uber Comfort for AC. And they was like, what? And like, they going back and forth, you know what I mean? And then, I don't know. Obviously, he was bullshitting. Either he just didn't want to spend no more gas money or maybe his AC didn't work. But, like, he definitely bullshitted them into thinking, nah, you selected the wrong vehicle. You know what I mean? So that was interesting. And I saw some other Uber shit. Then I just saw another Uber. Like, just a lot of Uber fighting. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, just a lot of Uber beef. You know? But, you know, it's what it is. What's going on, though? But I'm chilling, man. I've been good. I went and seen Highest to Lowest. I know you said you're about to go check it out. So I'm going to fall back on the review. And so after you see it, then we could have a full-on chop-up of it all. But, I saw that this weekend. I did that. What else did I do? I did a couple of different things. It's moving around. I can't remember what else. But, yeah, it was cool, man. I've been definitely putting shit on the calendar, you know, giving myself something to look forward to. Right. You know what I'm saying? Scheduling shit like that, things of that nature. But overall, man, I've been all right, man. You know what? Yes. I got this question. Related to, I guess, my week. Who is your favorite canceled act?
Canceled act? They still canceling niggas?
I mean, you know, theoretically. Theoretically. I feel like a lot of people, that cancellation be a bump. But
and you want me to name my favorite person?
Your canceled? Favorite. Like, who's canceled, quote-unquote canceled, that you say, hey. And the reason that there's a reason for it. Well, one, you know, Chris Brown is on tour, right? And
friend of mine, comedian Amina Amani. I guess she went to the Chris Brown show. So she had a video and she was saying, you know, I know he canceled and this, that, and the other thing. And
he's still canceled?
My people. Well, that's the question. You know what I mean? Like, shit, some people, I think it depends. Him.
He went to jail.
I think that's really the contrition of it all. Like, right? They figured it out, you know, as far as jail goes or whatever, you rehabilitate, you know, all of that. So in theory, he's done what he needed to do. And then also culturally, he's been on fire for a while. You know what I'm saying? I think certain pockets and communities kind of still try to stoke the flame. But however, sometimes it seems to spread. And it is somebody that, you know, truth be told, it is case by case with certain people. There are people that are like, nah, chill, I don't mess with him or whatever. And it's forever a stain on his record, right? So that was her argument. Like, yeah, no, he canceled this, that, and the other thing. But, I'm going to go see it. I like that. After the show, I'm back to canceling him. Then she had another video. She was like, I went to the show, you know, prepared to cancel him after the show. After all these people have told me that they canceled him, I seen all of them at the show. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, yeah, man, you know, sometimes...
Again, I think the nigga in that particular case, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's probably done some other, he has some dust ups here and there, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. I don't really know all of them. But in that case, you know what I'm saying? He paid the cost professionally. He was on probation or something, ended up having to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Rihanna at this point has forgiven him. How many years that's been now? 15 years?
I don't know, something like that. Yeah, it's been a long time.
You know, he went to jail. He adopted a whole new audience, you know what I'm saying? For, you know, he went more of a tougher, streeter blood route. So that, you know, it's not even funny because that particular group was going to rock with him. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like you know what I'm saying? He like somebody from CAA kind of like, you know, Chris, you know, ain't nothing I could do. You know what I'm saying? But if it, you know, he linked up with some niggas who was just going to fuck with him with what he was. You know what I'm saying? Which is all you could really do. You know what I'm saying? And keep going. He got fans. Niggas super talented. And he's been moving. I have in my own belief, and again, this has nothing to do with me as a fan or no shit like that. I have in my own belief this nigga has a second act for niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you said it. You said it, yeah. Go ahead.
That nigga got a second act. Man. Once he becomes like, okay, I'm going to do me a grown man album, nigga, he going to fuck him up, man. So I don't think his thing is done. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't think his you know, he not stuck where he at, and he's been popping, like you said. So, I mean, if you consider that a canceled artist, you know what I'm saying? He probably would be my favorite. Him and Bill Cosby, I suppose. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, you know, other than that, I mean, I ain't really rocking with no R. Kelly or no shit like that.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
I might break the Target boycott.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that I was ever fully invested in it.
Right. Right.
I done been a couple of times. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's all of this is really, once the internet came in play, it became more of a group think type of thing, and everybody's values all clash into one place. And so certain values are gonna win out over others. But, you know, that mainstream value of what people are talking online is not necessarily real life for every human. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to say this person's canceled because some people might not give a fuck about whatever their offense was, obviously. You know what I'm saying? People ride for Trump knowing all the shit he did. You know what I'm saying? Shit, it's people ride for Epstein and just like, you know what I'm saying? You know, because for some people, they don't give a fuck. But that ain't me. But you can't impose values on everybody, morals and codes is people do all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all you could do is stay out of the way and mind yours. You know what I'm saying? And figure out, okay, who you not fucking with. You know what right. I'm saying? So, I mean, shit, it's people that people fuck with that I don't fuck with at all, that never enter the cancel list, but I don't fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? Because I done seen shit they did or heard some shit that I ain't fucking with them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've said a couple on this pod, and I'm not going to say it again because why?
Okay, okay, gotcha. I thought you was about to...
Nah, I ain't going to say it because I don't fuck with them. But right. There's a lot of people that do.
Got it. Nah, I hear that. Yeah.
So, yeah. That part.
There you go. I was saying all that because I think my canceled act, my favorite canceled act, well, I don't know if it's my favorite, but I went to go see old Louis C.K. this weekend. Right. Oh. And Louis.
This ain't your first time going to see him, is it?
Nah, I've seen Louis. I think, did you come with me to see Louis?
After he was canceled.
Yeah. Was he after? Nah, it wasn't after,
was
he was after he was canceled.
No, that wasn't after he was canceled.
Nah, I think it's pre canceled. Because it was at the Garden. But he did the Garden post canceled too. I seen him at Forest Hill Stadium this past weekend. And motherfucker was good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. Louis funny as a motherfucker, man. He did some wild shit. And I guess he, you know, is remorseful. I guess he stepped away. I mean, he's kind of been low as you could be and still sell out stadiums.
Right.
You know, or arenas and things of that nature. But, listen. He's fucking hilarious to me. I hate to say it. He's funny. He's one of the best of all time. Dead ass. So it was just like, I ain't seen him live in a minute, you know, and I seen some tickets on sale, and it was at the Forest Hill Stadium, which I had never been to before. It's like an amphitheater, like an outdoor type of situation. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? Let me see what this cat, because I always like to like cultivate inspiration. So sometimes you want to see what like the greats in your field are doing. You know what I mean? Like certain people. And he's always been super prolific. And so I went out there, checked him out. Shout out to Chris DiStefano and Tim Dillon. They got to open for him. They opened for him. That was cool. Young Chris Lambert was out there too. What I like about Louis is he's like, first of all, his material is so dense with jokes, but of all kinds. Like, there's some silly jokes, there's some like real profound kind of slick shit, you know, good storytelling, but the whole thing is just real conversational. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing is conversation. And he could say some real silly bug out shit in the middle, but the delivery is just, he's got a hell of a delivery. And I like paying attention to seeing how some of these particular comics play these big venues. You know what I mean? And like, just how they play the stage, they pace the stage. He kind of played a big venue, just like a small venue, and bring the crowd in. And then just to see kind of how you handle certain shit, whether it's a heckler. In this particular case, there was a whole thing where somebody needed a medic, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, he's just in the middle of doing his act, and the whole, like, side of the stage, like, and they start flashing their lights, and they told you you can't have your phone out. So everybody flashing their phone lights and shit. And he's like, yo, what's going on over there? They were like, we need a medic. He's like, all right, hold on, shit, that don't got nothing to do with me. We need a medic. And he said, I just told the guy we need a medic. This motherfucker looked at me like I'm some, you know. So the funny shit was, he was funny through the whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was empathetic and got them what they needed. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, was like the way he handled the shit, because it was very easy. You know, a medic, that somebody could be dying.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you don't want that. And it's funny because I had the thought, like, I was just like, I wonder,
this is a big ass. Somebody could, I don't know why I had that thought. Somebody could die. You know what I mean? I typically will never have that type of thought, but surprisingly, this whole medic situation happened, and you know, you could feel like the crowd, the concern, and like the lingering look over, because it was already dark, so you couldn't see everything that was going on. It was being handled, but it's a big stadium, so it's like people looking and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, the way he handled it was like, you know, y'all good? I will, can I go on? Can I? Because I don't want us to just be looking over here, because that ain't going to do nothing for nobody. Some shit. And I'm paraphrasing it. But sometimes it do be fucked up. It's not. I mean, what more can I do? I'm not coming up there. I'm not a medic. I'm a comedian. I came to tell you. That's what y'all came to see me for. So they let the medics do the medical shit. Let's get back to this. Hey, he didn't look. Because, dude, it's so easy to lose a crowd. It could be a argument at a table. If you don't handle that shit in a cool manner, you know what I'm saying? Where you don't want to, you know what I'm saying, do too much, do too little. Like, there's an act, there's an art to it. So it's just very fucking smooth. But just, yeah, overall, he killed it. It was a hell of a show. Did like an hour and a half. You know, I haven't seen him live in a while. Like, especially in a spot like that. I mean, I've seen him working out places like that. But it just... It between Amina's video, and I might have seen it literally on my way to the Louis shit. So it kind of put that in my, you know, in my mind, like, you know what I'm saying? These people are quote unquote canceled, you know what I'm saying? But this shit is sold out, you know what I mean? Both events are sold out. Chris shit sold, his Breezy Bowl shit is selling crazy tickets. This Louis shit was sold out. So it's like, I mean, what does it really mean? And then on top of that,
who is the counseling board?
I mean, you know, again, it goes back to that groupthink, like you said. And also we both looked at the you know, old man Denzel is back again doing a press run, and he had a moment where they asked him about cancel culture, and he was like, canceled by who? You know what I mean? Like, you know, he got it to his bag. I forget exactly what he said. But, yeah.
Because it's like, who manages the cancellation of the counseled? You know what I'm saying? We, the cancellation body, says that you are okay to perform small venues, but not big venues. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Shit, nah. The people make a choice. They pay, they put their money where they want to be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They put their money on the shit they want to see. Some people will not put their money on it. And that's what it is. Some people are still entertained by that person and only give a fuck about the entertainment. And that's what that is. So who gets to choose?
Yeah, it's case by case. You know, there's monoculture, but unfortunately there is, you know, in monoculture has its pros and cons, you know what I mean? But there's this idea of monoculture, and I think sometimes people think that monoculture might move over to like mono morality, where people all have the same, that's bad, that's good, you know, this type of thing. And to your point, no, some people could care less, or some people are invested in that and you're not, you know. We look at
it different.
Yeah,
it's like when Twitter first came out. And then it was like an intellectual, a fun place to be for people to talk through ideas and shit, or you know, tantalizing conversations. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sharing links and, you know, think pieces and having discourse. Then the celebrities moved in. Then the regular people moved in. You know what I'm saying? Then it became a different kind of place. And then you started seeing the clashes of the cultures. You know what I'm saying? So you might have somebody that's straight from the hood of hoods come in talking just straight out of hood shit. They don't know about the other culture and their, you know what I'm saying, their ideals and their morals and codes. So then they probably, so they end up on one timeline, like, man, this nigga crazy. What the fuck?
Right.
And they like, nigga, we do this every day and you know it. Your grandma, they do this shit around your grandma house too. And you like, I never. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you get that, and then you have some people just riding with the "I never" and still do it in real life. Or then you got people who come from that side and be like, man, this is what people do. So it's crazy because no, all cultures don't behave the same. You know what I'm saying? It was like niggas had some video of some cats in one African country and they were cooking monkey. You know what I'm saying? And they had it in a soup and they was, you know what I'm saying, eating that bitch by hand. And people are like, oh my God. Basically, like, where's Peter? You know what I'm saying? It's like, motherfucker, these Peter's niggas live.
That's out their jurisdiction. They don't, Peter, leave that alone.
These niggas don't give a fuck about that shit. They trying to eat. So,
that's wild. Yeah.
You can't smash all of the cultures of the world into one algorithm and believe that everybody going to feel the same way because it's not going to happen. Because even people who say that shit, they don't be doing that shit in real life.
They'll get a little bit of that stew on the low.
Yeah, like especially like when it comes to like relationships and that kind of talk. You're like, come on now. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker be talking real big and heavy. See them in real life, they be doing that same shit.
Yeah. It's interesting too because what's going on oftentimes is like, again, case by case, right? But it's private issues that are being platformed in a public forum. So now people are performing for the public based on a private situation. So all of this stuff that you swear you wouldn't do because you don't want your followers, because if you say that you would do this, you might lose some of these people because your real feelings might be polarizing or your real feelings, you know. So it's always, you got to take a lot of this with a grain of salt, man. You know.
Post them group chat conversations, please.
Man, that I always say that's like one of the last places that you can't be canceled. You know what I'm saying? If niggas come in the group chat talking all of that other shit, that'll get you expelled out the group chat. That'll get you, you know what I mean? Come on now. Let's that's the only place where freedom is. That's the only place where there's freedom to be, man, as wild and crazy and quote unquote toxic as you can be.
And motherfuckers be out here being toxic in real life.
Yeah, man.
Talking about the internet. They be in real life toxic. Yeah. They just ain't famous.
Yeah, for sure. And motherfuckers that are famous. Motherfuckers be toxic too. Yeah. You know. Toxic. Toxic is another word, throw that in the bucket with Manifest and, you know what I'm saying, all these other places. But
Group thing will show mess up a word, boy.
Oh man. You know. Sheesh. What else is going on, man? Have you noticed? Have you seen this thing? It's starting to take off. It looks like it's about to be the intellectual equivalent of the pop the balloon content, right? There's this thing called Surrounded, right?
What's that?
And it's only been, and I'm joking when I say pop the balloon. I'm just saying it's like a new hot online piece of content, or it's starting to become. It's still very early, but basically I've seen about two videos. I haven't watched any of them fully, but I've just seen the clips. Well, basically, you've probably seen it. Basically, it's like one person debating a room full of people that are on the opposite side. So it's like intellectual battle rap, right? So the first one was this guy, I believe his name was Mehdi. I think he was an Indian guy, I'm not positive, but he was arguing a bunch of, I want to say a bunch of like MAGA. I think it was a bunch of MAGA, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like speed dating. They come to the table and they present their point and it's point counterpoint type shit. And it's just that person versus at least 20 people. That's why they call it Surrounded, because the person is surrounded. He's just sitting at the table and somebody approaches the table and they get into it. And it's probably like a minute or 2 minutes and they, you know, feverishly, what are you talking about? That doesn't exist. And you're not even an American and this, that, and the other thing, right? So this most recent one, they got Amanda Seales on there. And she is battle debating a bunch of black conservatives, you know? And I'm going to tell you, speaking of canceled, I cannot fuck with these black conservatives. I do not. I can't. I feel like they Cointel Pro. I think there's a whole human resource underground network that's paying these kids. But I just hate to see my people drunk off this Kool-Aid that does not serve them, at least in the long term, like undermining the community, at least in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm one of the last niggas that's about solidarity. Maybe that's the future, is fuck these blacks as a black. But that's what it basically
trying
was.
Trying to find the edge, the upper hand, a way to eat when, you know what I'm saying? There ain't no eating to eat. Yeah, niggas be jumping for the opportunity, man.
Oh, niggas be jumping for opportunity. And the thing is, it's a slippery slope. Like, conservative black, MAGA black, like, it's fringe, but it's often not, because you could kind of see it in the way of, you know, respectability politics or falling for propaganda. You know, like when you hearing people that might even be in your family saying things like, or good friends of yours saying things like, man, you know, man, this hip hop culture is destroying the community, man. And I'm trying to tell you, this is the worst things ever happened to black people, as though we didn't go through, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so anyway, it's just a room 20, I think, plus white conservatives. I haven't watched anything but beyond the clips. But, you know, they get kind of heated because especially, I don't think I could do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I could do it because I just feel like it could get ugly fast.
Might start swinging off on niggas.
Yeah, you had to steal on a nigga. Or at least, you know what I'm saying, shit on a motherfucker. Like, it ain't going to be, it's going to devolve fast. Cause you sound like a fucking idiot, and I don't have no respect for you, and you know, and you're hitting me with this propaganda. It's like, where are you getting this from? You know. So, but have you not seen any of these clips pop yet?
Okay, that shit hadn't hit my timeline.
Yeah, it's coming through. Sage and mushroom. Yo, sometimes this stuff, cause you know I like to send shit off, but then sometimes I surprisingly, because I said some bullshit too, but surprisingly, I do think I still have an active filter. You know what I'm saying? I think I try to play to the sensibilities of the people that I'm sending certain shit to. You know what I'm saying? I think I try to curate as best I can, but you know, yeah, man, you know.
This shit's so crazy. I was at my homeboy crib, and they got a cat. And I was telling him the cat gonna fuck him up, because he was fucking with the cat. And then he was just saying how he never seen a cat like lift they back up and hiss at somebody in real life. I'm like, oh shit, they do that for real.
Yeah.
And we had a little conversation about it. Man, I can't get cats off my timeline, cat fights off my timeline.
Just from having a conversation.
Just from having a conversation.
That's what I'm saying.
And then I fucked around, it popped on my timeline. I sent it to him. Why did I do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, yeah.
Now I am part of the furry friends.
Yeah, that cat content will populate fast. That's hard to get rid of. They fast. They fast. Cat-like reflexes. Cats will get it in.
Skittity pop your ass. Pop, pop.
Shout out to Tony Baker.
That's who made that up.
That's his shit. Skippity Paps. Skittity Paps. That's his shit. Yeah.
That's a perfect one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they go crazy. They fight like samurai. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because they do all that flips in the air and shit and come down and, you know. Yeah, cats is crazy.
Jump off the wall and then hit the wall and go a whole another direction.
Right. Yeah, that shit is unorthodox. It is unorthodox in the mind. And a lot of them have no fear. No fear. You know what I'm saying?
Start hitting slap them shit claws, out of a
big ass
boy.
Dog. Yeah.
You don't want none of them claws, man.
Yeah, they say a cat will eat you if you die before, you know, you just in the house.
Sure
cat eat, but allegedly a dog won't.
They do. They would.
Oh, dog, 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 dog. Just take a little.
I've I've come across this in a personal way.
Yeah, damn.
I mean, if you in there with the dog and the dog get hungry, they gonna, you know what I mean?
You ain't gonna eat. Yeah.
You gotta eat, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It wasn't his first choice.
I have no idea. I wasn't doing
it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no,
but I do know. You know what I'm saying?
It goes. Exist. Yeah. Yeah, man.
But man, speaking of shows, right quick. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. I had taco night at my son's crib, you know what I'm saying, which was a Black Father's moment.
Nice. And, on a Tuesday or regular?
It was on Saturday.
Gotcha.
And, and I didn't know that, you know, his girlfriend's family was going to be there as well. So I was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? So I showed up into a whole moment. Like, it was mama, the daddy, the grandmama, the brother.
Oh, wow. Shit. I
thought this taco was just for me and you.
right. Taco for two.
On the song too. Yeah. But the whole premise, well, not premise, but as we were there, you know what I'm saying, my son's girlfriend was like, why don't we watch Love Island?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I ain't seen it. So I'm like, fuck it. So they put the first two episodes on of the last season.
Mm.
And that shit, they do it. That shit is a different kind of show, man. I was impressed. You know what I'm saying? I was glad
impressed.
I watched it.
Interesting. Huh? I said, you said impressed. I've been actively dodging it. I'll be honest with
you. It's entertaining as fuck in a new way. Okay. And in this new world, everybody got to figure out a new way. And these people have figured out a way, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot of dating shows. You know,
right.
I ain't participating in The Bachelor and all that shit. But it's like young people, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it's young people, it's competition on that shit. They got challenges and niggas can steal your chick, knock your chick in the middle of the show. Right. You can't do nothing about it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, shit. I don't think I'm going to go put it on in my own life unless I need to do some research. But
right. It was
that
good.
That shit hype, nigga.
Really? Yeah, I see people go crazy for it, but then I think I seen so many people going crazy for it, so I got curious, and then I went, because it's on Netflix, right? I went and I looked, and that shit was like 9 seasons. And I was like, well, hell nah, I'm not fucking with that shit. I'm well behind.
Nah. Everybody say this last season was really good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but and what I'm saying is, what I saw when I looked on there, it was 9 seasons available. Mm-hmm. So me, I try not to be a completist, but like I felt like this is ridiculous. Do I need to watch from season 1 to understand, or are these seasons like you could just start with season 7 or season
whatever?
Yeah,
every season got a different group of people anyway, so it don't.
Got you. So I mean, but you know, like what I'm saying is like. Do you get the gist of it? I guess, obviously.
Nah, once you start watching it, you will get the gist. Or you just follow along. You don't have to know the gist. You just follow along.
Right.
I don't tell you.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I didn't jump into it. Because I remember when they had, what was the other one where they talking through the door? Blind Love. What's the Love is Blind? Where they doing the Love is Blind shit.
Nah, this ain't none of that.
Yeah, I watched the Love is Blind, a couple episodes of that.
Got to live that motherfucker living there.
I heard it's crazy. Once you choose
your couple, you know what I'm saying? You sleep in the bed with them. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? If motherfucker choose to dip out from your ass, you ain't got nobody. You in the bed by yourself.
Uh-huh.
They send these other motherfuckers in like little free radicals and shit. You know what I'm saying? Outnumber the game and shake shit up. And you know what I'm saying? Anybody want to try the free radical? That ain't what they call them, but you know.
Right. Just the disruptors.
Yeah, come in two disruptors. Then they come part of the show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And then it's everything's outnumbered. And you know what I'm saying? So they came in all got down, you know, with their chest poked out. Yes, I am a disruptor.
Which season did you watch? This most last
7,
season?
The last one.
7?
Last one.
7? Yeah. All right, maybe I'll check it.
I ain't watched the season. I watched the first two.
No, but you watched a couple of them. I'm going to check it out, see what's what. Yeah. See how I think, what I think about it. Sometimes it just looked like that shit was going to have, you know, sometimes you got to pick your poison. Right. That shit looked like it could overwhelm you. Like it could be a lot. Yeah, I was hearing. Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, let me just chill. Let me avoid that at all costs.
Yeah, I wouldn't have watched it on no regular day.
Right, 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 right. Now, you was in a good situation where it was served up. You know, yeah, it makes sense.
I've been places where they was having a Love Island event. Like, a whole group of motherfuckers watching this shit. So, So I was like, let me see what's up.
It reminds me of, because sometimes I think also, not only the fact that it's overwhelming, but sometimes I think just, I don't know if I'm just being contrarian, but sometimes when things turn into like a full-on phenomenon and I'm not hip, I like to just
skip it.
I catch the next way. I don't want to be all Love Island out. Nah. But let me check it. Let me check. I'll check
it's
out
something
a
to pay
episodes.
Attention to because the future entertainment is looming. And they found something. You know what I mean? Okay. Similar to how American Idol found something. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. That's a hell of a endorsement. So I'm going to watch based on that. When you're saying shit like that, like this is a pivotal moment.
It probably will suit you to watch it with a couple of people.
Uh-huh. Don't watch it lonely.
You might tap out, you know what I'm saying, by yourself. Okay. I don't know. But the shit was entertaining. So
did
after
it spark
two,
debate amongst
yeah,
your,
I mean, it was,
the group?
You know, everybody was debating the whole time. But, you know, we OGs, most of us. Uh-huh. So it ain't nothing but, you know, we just looking at some young people do some young people shit. Like, oh, that's crazy. Nigga, that ain't going to work. Oh, come on. Now you knew she was going to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, she ain't shit. Look at her manipulating everybody. You know, the grown people got real fucking... goddamn psychotherapy words and shit. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? He's a whole fucking narcissist.
Oh, man. That's another one. Put it
sociopath.
In the bucket. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Yeah,
so that shit was cool.
Gaslighting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, got to kick with everybody. That was fun. And then her grandma, she funny as fuck. She had the most commentary on the shit anyway, so that shit was fun. Yeah.
That's what's up.
That shit was fun.
That's dope. Shout out to the funny elders.
No doubt.
Those are the best.
No age on humor, Jack.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. Shit's still funny.
Yeah.
what was I going to say, man? Shit. Well, we in front of the tube.
Yes,
we
sir.
Might as well leave the island and take it back down to the A by
A
way of,
in Mexico.
You know what I mean? All of that. All of that, man. We going. This was the finale.
Mm-hmm.
Of this season of BMF. What was the name of this episode? You remember?
Dream Deferred.
Dream Deferred. Shout out to Langston Hughes.
Shout out to Langston Hughes. Shout out to motherfucking, what's that lady? Goddamn.
No, but him?
Shit, my bad. Keep moving.
Okay. salute.
Terry McMillan.
Okay, right.
The nigga Franklin, who's a whole life lesson. For people who've read that book, you know what I'm saying? He's a whole life lesson on what not to be. He was working on his constitution at the Y, but he was in a program or either that building. I think that program was called A Dream Deferred. Some shit like that. So that's the first time I heard it. Before I even linked it to Langston Hughes, I heard it in that book. Because I think he lived at A Dream Deferred or he was in a program called Dream Deferred. But his life was a dream deferred, for real.
right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, so A Dream Deferred, we off in Mexico. We still in the shootout.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to see, you know what I'm saying, they running out. I don't know how they made it. Nobody got killed.
They got the pump shotgun now. Keeping up with the
M16s and ARs. Yeah. So, they shooting it out per se, and you know T run out of bullets. He get the pump, you know what I'm saying. Then they wreck the car. The helicopter pull up, and they got to get to the helicopter. This some video game shit, you know what I'm saying. Old Loco, he kind of get hit, so he beat Big Meech like we gotta save Loco. T like man, fuck that nigga, we got to go. You know what I'm saying. So you know. Meech was, holding it down for Loco, giving him some cover. And he was like, save some cover for me, nigga.
You know what I mean? Come on, I'm your brother.
Yeah, but nigga, you ain't got no cover for him. So, shit, it ain't even gonna matter. Y'all niggas getting sprayed up.
Right.
So, T made his way to the helicopter while Meech was fucking around trying to save Loco.
Right.
And T, the, you know, he wanted to, he was like, wait for my brother.
Right.
Then
right.
the pilot's like, nigga, I'm out, Jack.
Yeah. Meech ain't hear that over the propellers. So
nah, I ain't hear none of that.
When I saw that, I was like, now nah, I understand. Understand yeah. the animosity. Nigga, you're not going to just helicopter away in the midst of a gunfight, nigga, think we're going to be cool when we see each other again. Yeah, man, that was a wild moment.
It was
moment.
Tough, man. So yeah, that was, when they got to the breakup scene, you know what I'm saying, per se, when they were hashing it out, nigga, fuck you, nigga. You ain't shit without me. You left me in motherfucking Mexico. Then they actually revealed it. But it's like, you know, you can understand both sides, of course. You know what I'm saying? And Meech don't know his side. He just know that nigga flew the fuck off.
Yeah.
But was a nigga supposed to just die?
You know what I mean? You're covering Loco, but he like, yo, you gotta protect your plug. He's like, nigga, I'm your brother. What about your brother? What about your family? Meech was like, man, listen, I'll send y'all some money. What are you
always
talking
supposed
about?
To protect the plug.
Meech quick got these to pay random for a funeral. Man, yeah, I don't know where that came. He said that like that was industry rule number 4080.
He's like, oh, you about to start the Church of Meech? Yeah, you damn right. That was one of his scriptures, man. Nigga.
That was wild. So,
always
yes.
protect the plug. So, but this is the trip shit. Last episode, Meech had a baby fro.
Okay.
When these braids grow so goddamn long?
Oh, I didn't even, because it was 3 years later. Remember?
Later from what? From the helicopter?
I believe so. Yeah. Remember when they, I'm pretty sure, like right after the helicopter thing.
He had low hair. He had a low fro when Nikki was pregnant, nigga.
Right.
So.
But I want to say it was 3 years later.
I'm talking about in the present day with Nikki pregnant. That ain't 3 years ago. Baby's still little.
So when he had a braids, when you
last episode, well, he got the long braids in the middle of last episode, which I was gonna say something about, because it started off with him with a low fro, with a short fro, unless he got weave, but you know,
he might have.
I mean, in real life on the set, he definitely got weave, but.
You know what I'm saying? He might. I put him on that got weave one time. I didn't know until the women started saying. Oh man, it was jokes. It was jokes. Niggas had jokes for
that nigga got
years,
me.
Nigga. Shit, T shit look a little crazy too. The little whatever, little.
Yeah,
afro
he got a
hat.
Tyler Perry afro now.
Yeah. But I didn't even pay attention to that, and I don't know at what point, man. It was 3 months or 3 years. I know there was a time lapse, but I don't, obviously it's probably not enough for the cornrows, but I didn't peep that. Let's talk about it, man. You take the lead, because I watched the other day. I know you watched it more recently than I did.
Oh, we was talking about it.
Oh, I'm saying, like, go ahead, keep going. Keep going. Keep talking about it. I'm trying to remember what happened when they come back.
I'm about to get going.
Go ahead.
So, we come out of Mexico, you know what I'm saying? We in Atlanta, whatever. You know what I'm saying? The shit done went down with Bryant, you know, the snitch. Last shot in the head. They trying to figure out B-Mick move. You know what I'm saying? And Markeisha calls from the hospital. Boom tried to kill me. You know what I'm saying?
So right.
She trying to get T to come and be with her. And you know what I'm saying? All this shit. She pressing him. And he like, man, I got this shit going on. You don't care nothing about me. And then, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to send some guys to watch out for Boom.
And watch the door. It's a doorman.
This is some old Scorsese shit. Like, they just let niggas, you know what I'm saying, patrol the door at the hospital. Nigga, where's your ID? You got a pass? You on the visiting list, nigga? Is your family?
Right.
I wish I would have told him, hey, man, I got some people going to hold the door down for me. Everybody
going to be safe. Don't even worry about it. They're going to have their own guns, so y'all ain't got to worry about it, man. Yeah.
So you know, Markeisha hit him with that, of course. You know what I'm saying? Meech come in, who that old sack chaser won't? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, right. Y'all ain't even fucking with each other. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Meech got to always throw a little cheap shot in there, but it is what it is. B-Mick, you know what I'm saying? Oh, nah. This is what I wanted to say. Well, LaWanda came. Your T-shirt, yeah. LaWanda, I guess. I don't know what she went for. What she said she went to drop some money? What the fuck she went for?
I didn't get it either. I guess to put eyes on her. Right. To put eyes on her to see how hurt she was. Yeah, that's but that crazy. Was weird. Like, nigga, but T, again, T's a kid still. We be forgetting. T's a year out of high school. So, you know, this is about as emotionally intelligent as he is. He's like, yo, I got to get my one baby mom's to, you know what I mean, watch my other lady. Right. Yeah, that shit's cool.
That
yeah.
nigga LaWanda say, your old ass alley cat is still out here.
Said, if you wasn't laid up in this bed, I'll beat your ass. Beat your ass.
Yeah. I don't know if LaWanda could do that, but you know what I'm
saying? Nah, that'd be a good one, though. That'd be Markeisha a good one.
Look like she got heavy hands, man.
Yeah, I mean, Markeisha have been through a lot of abuse. You know, so she's been sparring, you know, not consciously, but, you know, she been through it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, Mark,
so,
yeah.
So, Wanda went to do that shit. B. Mickey, thinking he about to get his slide on, you know what I'm saying? Till, you know, he hear from his baby moms. And shit, Lamar right there got his baby moms and the baby on kidnap. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't kill my family. Don't kill. Oh, man. So B. Mixing his dreams going up in smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking Lamar drove, you know, he got them all down to the, driving them down to the A in the hearse. You know what I'm saying? They tried to make a run.
Uh huh.
No seats. Nigga talking about seatbelts. No seats.
Yeah. Yeah. They was down to get it. But yeah.
So
the little girl is cool as a fan, though.
Oh, yeah, she chilling. He got her wrapped up. Actually, the by the time that shit was over, he had them all wrapped up. He stole B. McLady.
Man, when they had that one scene where Lamar was fucking cozied up on the bed with his new family.
Yeah, so tell about, I wouldn't have done you like that. And shit.
Oh, man. I wouldn't have done you like that. Time. He thought I was the monster. He was the monster.
You know he killed her. And that nigga says, you know what I'm saying? And we could go ahead and get rid of him, man. Just be it'll be us, a family.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, what?
Plug and play.
Yeah, that's a hell of a Stockholm syndrome they got in Detroit.
Yeah, I guess so. But she was with it.
Yeah, she ended up being with it.
Yeah, she was very upset when he got killed.
Upset with B. Mick, but goddamn, you gonna cry over your kidnapper?
Yeah, that's Stockholm strong.
You tripping.
That shit is strong. So. That's private Stockholm.
Yeah,
40
man.
Ounce.
You drove a witch. You know what I'm saying? T, you know, set up his plans to move to Cali. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Meech and the rest of the crew, you know what I'm saying? Trying to set up B. Mick with, you know what I'm saying? With Hoop, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. T right hand, you know what I'm saying? T right hand had to go apologize to Meech. You know, I ain't mean to, you know what I'm saying? Put B. Mick back in the fold, but you know how your brother is. Fuck that nigga. Nigga and my brother. You know what I'm saying? So they ended up setting B. Mick up for the setup. And then, you know, but the problem is Bryant on B. Mick. So they looking for him, but then once the wife get to the hotel, they start to put it all together, follow them. They follow them right to the setup. You know what I'm saying? Somehow, some way, you know, they end there, they get the drop on B. Mick. He like, You set me up, nigga. Like, nigga, that's all you do. I don't see how the fuck you thought you got set up, nigga. That's all you've been doing is setting niggas up.
Right.
So they get a drop on. They still talking too motherfucking much. Yeah, nigga, we gonna do you. How you? Man, what I should have did a long time ago. And then while they doing all that talking, Lamar came in that bitch blasting.
holding hands.
That nigga shit was just spitting bullets. Yeah. Swiss cheese and nothing. But he was shooting a lot of bullets.
Yeah. I thought for sure, what's her name, Ashley, I thought she was a goner. Mm-hmm. I thought it was over because he was basically damn near. He wasn't using her as body armor just yet. Mm-hmm. But I felt he had a little Nino Brown in his spirit and he might have thrown her.
If it came down to it.
But he kind of. Did he? What did he though? Because he didn't. Because he kind of liked us.
I said he would have if it came down to it.
Oh yeah, but I guess it didn't because they got B. Mick
snatched up and did it to her.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah. I'll kill another bitch.
I kill it. I kill my other bitch. I kill her too.
It's like, yeah, B-Mick was a wild dude.
B-Mick. He went out like 2 Chainz, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he went out.
I guess they ain't got no get shot and fall down type of shits.
Nah, they ain't got no choreography.
You
got
to dance your way to death in this motherfucker.
Yeah, you got to do, the Harlem Shake it. What else, man? I'm trying to think what happened on this show.
No, I'm running through
it. Oh, go ahead, You got it. Okay, go ahead. We jumping around. Go ahead. My bad. You got it.
Some of this stuff, instead of going back and forth, we just run right through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
So we talked about the beef, you know what I'm saying? So Meech paid for the funeral. You know, T obviously didn't want to pay for the funeral, but Meech was like, nah, we going to pay for the funeral. Mm-hmm. I already bought him a plot next to his mama and Kato.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, what? So they buried Kato next to his mama?
Stop. I didn't know if he was being funny about that or that was real. It probably was real.
Okay. That nigga paid for that funeral, nigga.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the plot part by Kato and his moms. I thought he was just saying, I'm going to kill him like that. Oh, okay.
But, you know, he's TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they had the funeral, you know what I'm saying? He called his mama.
Mm-hmm.
I hope y'all ain't had nothing to do with this. Come on, ma. You know, we don't do that type of stuff. Now, mm-hmm. We sell dope, but we don't kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
As she calls it, they are entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Lucille officiated the wedding. The funeral, I'm sorry. She officiated the funeral. And after the funeral, Charles declared that he wasn't coming back to Detroit. Because Lucille is lamenting the fact that she gonna be up in that motherfucker alone. Cause Nikki moving out. You know what I'm saying? They already done put Charles out. And shit, that's it. It's just she an empty nester. So she was lamenting that. Charles, where you ain't coming home now? Don't leave me in there by myself. Well, you got what you wanted. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You wanted me out the house. That's what it is. I'm going to start me a new life out here in the A. And Charles has cozied up to the idea that this is dope money.
He's fine with it. It's like you've done more than I could ever have done. Yeah.
Me showed him the new house. That actual house, I know that house. I don't know it. I ain't live there. But
you've seen it before?
One of the lady who kind of came up with the idea for Real Housewives of Atlanta, that's her and her husband's crib.
Which lady is that?
I don't remember her name, but she married to a doctor, a dentist, a doctor, something like that. And she had the original idea for Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay, so that was the house on the show?
Yeah, that's that house. It's right on the same street as one of them schools, so I see it all the time passing by there. It's on the main street, so you see it. I'm like, oh, shit, I know that house.
Go ahead. I got a question. Maybe it's a black father, as a father, not even a black father, or a parent. When is it as a parent that your drug dealer son or daughter becomes so successful that you just say, fuck it, I gotta just give it up. I gotta salute. At one point I was parenting and I was hard on you and I don't really agree with what you do. I never raised you to do this. But I've seen how you're doing. I've done my own personal evaluation just from afar. And it's gotten to the point to where I gotta tip my hat. You know what I mean? I gotta tip my hat. Right. What do you think about that moment?
Well,
that's a real moment. Honestly. No, if we're being honest.
In the crack era, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So obviously I'm not a parent that had to have dealt with that. But you know what I'm saying? I've seen it happen. Niggas start to blow up. And it's parents that's not with it. They don't really participate in that shit. They don't let you do that shit around them. But, you know what I'm saying, if you pay for the birthday parties and shit, they going to let you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're going to stop you or they going to accept the cars. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to participate in your business. You ain't going to bring the business around them. But, shit, you know, it's a quandary. You know what I'm saying? It's like a moral quandary that happened, especially in that crack era when niggas went from nothing to something real motherfucking fast. You know what I'm saying? Just like on Pay the Full, it was like, yeah, man, 10 years, we going to have matching business. 10 years, I'm thinking more 10 days. Mm-hmm. Like, shit, you in a project, right. so you already poor, and motherfuckers are seeing all kind of excess bread.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna support it per se, but you might not turn it away. You gonna still go to church, you know what I'm saying?
Gonna pray over them.
Yeah, you gonna pray over them, but what you gonna do? What you gonna do if your sons was criminal, any kind of criminal, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, you do the best you can, man, and you make the decisions. I don't see what, you know, outside of the fact of helping them, you know what I'm saying? I don't see where you just turn your total back on your kid, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might not accept their stuff if you're going to stick to it truly, but I don't even know if people all the way stuck to it like that, just right. purely, unless you just ain't like that nigga no way. But if it's your favorite son, you know what I'm saying? Right. This is my baby. This is my favorite. I knew he was going to be successful, but I just did never think he would be a successful criminal. You know what I'm saying? So it's tough because it's your fucking kid. And then when they go to jail, you going to be jailing with them. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go see them and all that shit. You might be relieved that they didn't get killed out in the streets.
Right. But now you worried about them in jail.
Well, you know what I'm saying? But this particular kid always handled himself. He always got money and was able to handle himself. You ain't that worried about him.
Right.
You know? So it's a tough dilemma, you know what I'm saying, that parents go through and went through in that crack era when everything changed. Because you got some people in your same family that's users. So it's like, damn, you know, so it's... That shit did a number on black community, man. For sure.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure.
For sure. So then, you know, okay, the brothers, they beef got complete. Then, you know, boom, got a little vignette of, yeah, T, Markeisha are going to move out to L.A. with that nigga T. It's y'all job not to let that happen. So you got that brewing for next season. I think it's the next season. Cause
I hope so. It looked like it should be. So much stuff set up. Yeah.
Right. So Lucille, you know what I'm saying? You know, had to go see the board again about B Mick getting killed, and did they have something to do with her sons? And she had to tell them, you know what? I'm out. Yeah, mm-hmm. keep this shit. Went and got her fur, looked in the mirror and stepped out on their ass.
Fuck it.
Hey, Meech, send me some of that bread, man. You know
what I mean? Shit. And I ain't giving none to the church this time. This is all me. This is all me.
So they did that. LaWanda. Oh, when they all met up at the restaurant in the end. You know what I'm saying? Lucille came through with the fur. You know what I'm saying? Nikki with the baby. Mm-hmm. Goddamn Breeze. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're supporting. Worm even showed up. You know what I'm saying? She like, no, it's not yours. And he like, well, shit, would it be a problem if it was? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's shooting a shot. I don't know what Breeze would have did, but, you know.
Breeze wouldn't have done nothing. That's that big worm, big motherfucker.
And Worm more of like a street volatile than he is.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
This nigga got his face burnt on the stove.
Yeah, he been through it. I was surprised that that was the angle he took. I was kind of, and I said it, that probably was the one that I was the most invested in, the storyline I was most invested, especially when at the top of the episode, when Nikki was saying, listen, I'm about to go move in with Breeze, or we're about to get a crib together, you know, we're going to build our family, you know, independent of y'all. We love y'all, but we want to have our own private space, and I'm going to be living with him, or I don't know if living with his family, I forget what it was, but all I was thinking was, this seems like it's going to lead to the point of where one day Bree's going to be like, yo, this ain't my motherfucking baby. You and this baby got to go. I'm going back to Clark Atlanta. All of that shit. That's what I was thinking was going to happen. And that didn't happen. But then I was not expecting Worm to be on some old, you know, damn, you know, but would it have been such a bad idea? I felt like he dodged a bullet. Well, you know what I'm saying?
He felt like he dodged a bullet, but one thing you skipping in that era, in that space, and he part of that crew.
Inheritance?
Not inheritance, but he part that brings him more in the family of BMF. Indeed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, family that time.
He'll be family for real. You know what I'm saying? And people want to be a part of the action like that. So, you know, it's not as strange as it seems, especially if he was relieved, like, whoo, shit, goddamn. Then he could still throw some flirting now, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What if it was mine? No.
Right.
Well, nigga, you better hold that because it still might be.
Yeah. Don't send that letter of intent just yet.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So they all in there. And shit, I guess, boom, niggas shot that bitch up. You know what I'm saying? Then they hit you with the Carlito's way. You know, they be barring from all kinds of shit. And right when I was trying to get out, Detroit just bringing me back in. You know what I'm saying? You got one enemy, man. You'll deal with that shit, man. You done went on and did all this shit to try to get rid of Jay Push. Go get rid of your enemy, nigga.
Yeah. They got so many enemies now, too.
Yeah, man. You know.
And what else?
Lastly, you know what I'm saying? You know, Meech in the goddamn strip club again. You know, home away from home. Old girl came in and told him she was pregnant with Lil Meech with his own self. You know what I'm saying? Which is a hell of a, you know what I'm saying, thing that you are playing your daddy and getting the news that you was born, that you about to be born.
Right.
Now, this is where I have not a problem with the show, but a problem with determining what, delineating what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now, the one who was pregnant is who?
I don't know where she came from. I don't know if she's just the girl that was at the, because it felt like she just stepped up. Like she.
That's the girl he
kinda
met at the club last time and gave him more of the street love.
Yeah, and he got the pancakes. Yeah,
right. And then the other one was the makeup artist. The makeup artist
was the one that came. She came back said, "Yo," he said, "I hate to tell you," because I was like, it was hilarious how they shot it. And everybody seemed to have a level head for the situation, but she literally just said, "Yo, I'm pregnant with your baby." He said, "Hey, that's beautiful." And he took a couple steps over. Your makeup artist came through.
And heard him like his lady.
Like, word. Like, this is my real lady here. This is the intimate. But he was smooth. He said, "Listen, I hate to break it to you, but I just found out seconds ago. And I got a baby on the way." She was like, "Damn it, Demetrius." Because that was her upper hand. She always called him Demetrius. The whole shit. She was only she's like to use your government name if you got a street name or a rap name. Demetrius, I can't believe this. So then she stepped off into the thing. I didn't realize until just recently, on just this last episode, I didn't realize Demetrius's baby mother, or who's about to be is the mother of Lil Meech. That's the little girl from the Disney show. What's her name? Sky Jackson, the one that kind of became like a bit of a meme. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay. So after he break the news to her, after he gets the news, breaks the news, you know what I'm saying? Another artist stepped to him. Like, "Hey, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
These niggas over here looking trolling, but I hear what you guys doing, you know what I'm saying? Here's my demo tape. If you ever want to." And then, you know, what's the nigga name? Trail.
Yeah.
Trail's bodyguard, nigga, who always get the worst of everything, big nigga, for no reason.
Is that the same cat that's always been getting the worst? Is that the same dude?
I think
dude
so, because he got a name, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He won a new character.
Okay.
Man, so he came over there, yapping, of course. Muhammad Amich swung on him and got busy, you know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, then that nigga started getting the best of Meech, and then was that the baby mama came with the bottle?
I think it was the baby mama.
Baby mama came with the bottle, stepped up, cracked him over the head. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He laid out. You know what I'm saying? Meech started whooping ass. But then, you know what I'm saying? Bryant. I guess Bryant done got a real job at APD now. Because he run the forces.
He giving jobs. He's he is the head of APD now, man. He give jobs now.
The fuck? You know what I'm saying? This nigga got a whole unit now.
Yeah,
the Red Dogs work for him. The task force work for him. I'm like, wow. So anyway, they here on the radio. They having a fight at Meech's home club.
Right.
They shot over there. Meech about to make his grand escape. Mm-hmm. Nigga on the floor dying. You know what I'm saying? They done jumped into Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
And got roped off. You know what I'm saying?
And he holding the bottle. The murder weapon is, looks
right, tough. But he threw it in the garbage. But like, nigga,
nope. Yeah, it was stupid. But he also, yeah, and it, you know, fingerprints is all on the shit.
But,
yeah.
But not even stupid, cause they got videotape in there.
Oh,
we watched them get B. Mick off of videotape in that club. We watched them do the whole other shit off of videotape.
I thought the videotape was outside. I don't know if they got.
No, it was inside. It was. Remember, they showed him inside. They showed him walk in, talk to Meech. Then it was like, yo, show the outside. Then they showed the outside. That's where they saw B.
Mick. Okay. I didn't realize that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then there was another one they used the videotape from the club.
So he might fuck around. That's why, this is why I think he, because I don't know exactly what Meech got locked for. I know it was a bunch of shit, but I don't think it was for this. Because then I'm saying that if there's videotape, then he's going to beat the case. I was thinking that he's going to be asked out because his fingerprints is on the murder weapon.
He beat the case, but old girl, the one hit him over the head with the bottle.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. So I'm curious.
Yeah, he beat the case, and then I don't know which case this is. You know what I'm saying? Is this Wolf?
That was the question I was definitely going to ask, because the Puff, yeah, that's because I know Wolf died at the club.
Right.
And yeah, that Meech, was my thought.
I thought Meech was supposed to have done, you know what I mean? Allegedly.
Okay.
Hey.
L-L-E-G-E-D. Allegedly. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Allegedly.
So is Trail supposed to be Puff?
Right. Feel like it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't putting that together until this episode.
Right, because that's what, as soon as the bodyguard looked like he was going to die, I was like, damn, I wonder if that's Wolf. That's the first thing I thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. Are we missing anything else? Well, we got everything.
No, that's pretty much
T, yo.
T moved to L.A. in theory. He bought a mansion in L.A. We heard that through words.
Right, so he's on his way to L.A., this was something I peeped, and I don't know if that's just the wardrobe and makeup department just having fun with it, but ever since they called T Gordito, like two episodes ago, I don't know if you saw when T was sitting in that banquet, when he got out of there to meet LaWanda's new man, had
did
the
we talk
crew,
about that?
No, her new man?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, say LaWanda brought her new man in the spot.
And kissed
that nigga
in front of
everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
You gonna send me to talk to your ex bitch? I'm gonna bring my new nigga in.
Right. You know what I mean? Was Markeisha even there? Markeisha wasn't even at the thing.
I think she might have still been in the hospital.
Damn. But that when they had T get up, T had the crazy belly. He had the motherfucking Alfred Hitchcock.
You
didn't see that shit?
Nah.
Yeah. Watch that shit again, man. They gave him the old school Gucci mane. Watch that shit. I was like, yo, they bugging out. Yeah. Watch that shit.
They going to have to bring in the new characters if they going to do that.
What's the new character? What you mean?
Remember in the beginning they showed Meech with the fur on and T later.
Oh, for the when they get a little older, the new
it's about time to bring them in now.
Yeah, if you're gonna do that, yeah.
But Lil Meech doing a good job, man.
Lil Meech did his thing. He did his thing, man. I think by the time you get to the end of the season, it was fine. It was a good season. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. Man. You know what I mean?
It is what it is.
Yeah, you make your adjustments. Like I said, there's an adjustment period from like Raising Kanan to BMF as far as, you know, actor-wise. But once you get past that, it is what it is. You get caught up in it. Like I said, the Dukes of Hazzard of it all.
So
hopefully they come back.
It just gets a little crazy at some point where, you know, Meech solves every problem. Lickety split. You know what I'm saying? He's the all-knowing. You know what I'm saying? Nobody else really got any validity, you know what I mean, in the story. Which, you know what I mean? You know, it makes it feel like, okay, it's boring because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You go. They about to walk in here. This nigga come through this bitch, spray that bitch all the way up. Hits nothing.
Right.
Not nothing. That nigga hit nobody.
So about when they shot up the restaurant?
Or when Lamar came in and shot, spraying that nigga came down there blasting.
Nobody got hit, even though they were all off guard.
Nobody. Nope, not one person.
Yeah.
And it gets to be like, come on now, stop.
It's a lot.
The Mexicans sent a lot of motherfucking bullets. Yeah. I mean, it would have been a lot better if it was just one, you know what I'm saying, Jeep of niggas shooting at them.
Yeah.
Man, they had about five Jeeps of niggas shooting. It was constant warfare bullets.
Yeah. It's a good thing they can't shoot. Man. That's the beauty
Nobody
of it.
Can shoot.
Nobody. Except Meech.
Yeah, Meech was Except Meech. And Meech shoot Meech, and
Meech,
fight.
Meech get you with them hands. That's really it.
Meech you know can shoot, fight, fuck. You know what I'm saying? They can the do whole all shit. That shit.
Yeah, the whole shit. Make pancakes. Motherfucker. Pay for funerals.
Be Mahatma Gandhi and shit. This nigga is Martin Luther King. This nigga's bringing the crews together from all over. He the only one could bring the crews together, which is probably true. Mm-hmm. But golly, you know what I'm saying? Got 1 hour, then you got one nigga just controlling all of the positivity of the hour.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, T don't have much balance to him no more because they got to press the beef. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see what they do on the comeback, if they come back. Now, that's that. Speaking of that, we about to break out like they broke out. You know what I mean? And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.